This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan as a part of her tour of Asia. Republican lawmakers point out this is a free trip on the American taxpayers' dime, as there is no diplomatic deals or arrangements scheduled. Taiwanese officials added she is expected to stay in Taiwan overnight after landing in Taipei sometime Tuesday. The White House announced Monday that a U.S. missile launched from a drone in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari, a founding member of the jihadist movement and one of the key strategists behind the September 11th attacks.
And since the United States delivered justice to bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field on Wednesday, triggering a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. That's according to forecasters at the National Ocean Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center. As the midterm elections is less than 100 days away, what will you be voting for? The recession costing everyone too much for not enough? Out-of-control spending? Bad leadership? Or D, all of the above?
A new poll shows inflation, government, and bad leadership are top concerns for Americans. Gallup says 17% of those surveyed listed each topic as their primary concern. Meanwhile, 92% of Americans do not believe abortion is the most important issue facing Americans right now. This after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade earlier this summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The new Saudi Arabian-backed golf tournament competing directly with the PGA Tour has very deep pockets. According to LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, LIV Golf offered a figure between $700 million and $800 million to Tiger Woods in an attempt to get the 15-time major winner away from the PGA Tour. Greg called Tiger a needle mover, so of course you got to look at the best of the best. Few professional golfers have been more critical of LIV Golf than Tiger Woods. As President Biden gives the green light to take out the leader of al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend, National Security Military Analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says Taliban leadership is giving safe harbor to America's enemies.
Just because Zawahiri's been taken out does not excuse Biden's botched Afghanistan pullout. And remember, the UN told us last month that Zawahiri was living in Kabul, that he was, in their words, active and communicating freely. That equals safe harbor. So this Taliban government, no surprise, is basically giving safe harbor to some senior al-Qaeda operatives. Now, there's a lot behind that, rivalries between the Taliban, al-Qaeda, parts of ISIS and ISIL. It's a very complex picture. But what we know is that Afghanistan is, again, a harbor for terrorism at some level.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Kurt Schlichter is going to join us in just a few moments to talk about his new book. We'll be back. The Fall and Rise of America. Maybe I should say we'll be back, almost like in a Arnold Schwarzenegger sort of way, because this is a curious consideration and look at America as we wonder what the heck is going on with our military that seems to be so entwined and concerned about pronouns these days instead of military preparedness. You know, are we looking at a fall of America here, even as we see, you know, what's happening between America, Russia, and China? The threats abound, to say the least. Kurt Schlichter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so the book, We'll Be Back, huh?
Yeah, We'll Be Back. Fall and Rise of America. It's, you know, a lot of conservatives like to be pessimistic. I can't do anything with pessimism. You know, I'm a retired Army colonel. If you tell me you're done, you're doomed, you're finished, yes, that doesn't give me a lot of options for victory. And I,
right,
and, you know, I wasn't trained to lose. I was, yes, trained to win.
No, that's exactly the American spirit, is that, you know, we never give up. I think it was Abraham Lincoln that says, you know, if you choose to fail, it's a choice. And if that's what you choose to do, you're right. You know, you've made an assessment for yourself. But I'm like you, Colonel, that, you know, I never give up. I mean, I just got to keep on going. You know, it's even to the point my doctor says, you know, your constitution is such is that you'll probably die, and 3 years later you'll get the memo, you know. So I said, yeah, that's...
Well, look,
that's...
There is such thing as going too hard. I was a friend of Andrew Breitbart. I had lunch with him and a Hollywood star in Century City in Los Angeles, where I'm on the civilian side, a trial lawyer. And it was a couple weeks before he died. He looked terrible. And I said, man, you got to take care of yourself. And unfortunately, he, no, I got things to do. And it caught up with him. So we got to take care of ourselves, obviously. But we've got to drive on. We've got to keep fighting. We have to take the offense.
Exactly. Well, first of all, we need to assess properly, Colonel, where we are right now. The wokeification of this country has really dulled our senses to such a degree that we're in denial. I mean, to such a degree that right now we're in a recession, and we've got the President of the United States saying, well, maybe a technical one, but not really. I mean, come on.
Well, look, we are not in denial. Our garbage ruling class is trying to gaslight us.
Yes.
Okay, this is the most unaccomplished people who've ever been in charge of our country. I mean, let me give you an example. The generation that was kind of running our institutions in the 40s, they beat the Depression, they beat Hitler. Pretty good record. In the 60s, they put a man on the moon, and they fought back against Democrats who wanted to treat human beings inhumanly, which is a continuing theme and continues to this day. That's a pretty good achievement. What's the achievement for this ruling class? Iraq, Wall Street meltdown, and Grindr.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And let's throw Afghanistan into the mix just for fun too, right?
Well, don't get me started on that. I had the honor on the warrior side, on the military side too, of representing one of the families of one of the Marines killed. And I was present with another colonel who I'd worked with, who was also a lawyer, as a representative of the family when the Marine Corps briefed the families on what happened physically at the time. And I can tell you, both of us were battalion commanders, both of us were deputy brigade commanders. We kind of know what right looks like.
Right.
Thankfully, at the unit level, that is the battalion, everything, they did the best they could. And the officers were there leading from the front. The platoon leader, company commander, and battalion commander were all wounded, which indicates they were where they needed to be, leading their Marines. The disaster was at the higher level. The disaster was a total failure of planning that created a situation that, where our Marines had to make the best of it, and they allowed an enemy terrorist to get within 15 meters with pounds of plastic explosive and ball bearings. A total betrayal of our guys, total incompetence, and our military needs to be, we need a house cleaning at the senior level. Thankfully, again, our Marines proved it. I was so proud watching what they did because I saw footage and stuff of our guys performing on the ground at the tactical level. That is face-to-face with the fight. But at the higher level, they're totally betrayed by the incompetence of our senior civilian and military leadership.
To hear you put it this way, Colonel, it's like, you know, if you can say this, we were fortunate that it was only 13.
Yes, we are. It was a miracle. This was, those troops were put in an absolutely untenable position. And you don't like have to be a colonel. You don't have to go to war college to see the problem. You know, if my, even when I was a battalion commander, if my staff had brought this plan to me, I'd say, are you guys insane?
Yeah.
You're putting our guys in physical contact with mass numbers of unscreened, potential civilians, potential terrorists. We can't have that. Where's the infrastructure designed to protect our guys, to minimize contact? It has to be some, but where is it? They had months. Ah, you get me started. I'm gonna have trouble maintaining my FCC compliance.
No,
I'm so angry.
Well,
we can be so proud of our Marines. Absolutely proud. It was a fantastic performance, particularly in the aftermath of the attack.
Exactly. Well, I know it's still painful for you, Colonel. That's obvious, as it is for many of us, for myself, being a former Marine. This is so painful, you know, to look back on this and time and again, you know, there's been, you know, these small mistakes that are made that lead up to something.
But see, here's the thing. You and I both know guys get killed.
Yes.
When you're planning a battle, we have charts that tell us how many casualties we're likely to take. Okay. Mm-hmm. We understand that as a commander, you do what you can to get the mission done and protect your guys. But sometimes it's going to cost lives. There is a difference between that and huge mistakes like this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a tactical error of a platoon leader sending a squad to the left when it probably would have been better to go to the right because there was better cover. Okay,
right.
That's a tactical error. This was an unforgivable strategic error.
Well, Colonel, what I'm most concerned about is our military today that seems to be more concerned about pronouns than military preparedness. I'm old school in that regard, and I sense you the same way.
I am. Did you have the opportunity to see Top Gun Maverick?
Yes.
That movie, you know, it's lots of fun, lots of flying. I'm not going to make fun of aviators or Navy guys, for one. What it was is he showed them all. They were talking about their pronouns. They were talking about their sex lives. They were talking about where their grandfather was born. It was a bunch of professionals committed to a mission. And, you know, look, the military isn't a perfect organization, even the best of times. It's a human organization. But
yes,
when it functions, that's what the military looks like. A bunch of strangers come together. They're acting like professionals. And they're doing a mission for their country and taking care of each other. That's what Maverick showed. And that's why that movie has resonated. Because in that way, it's very, very true. You got to hand it to Tom Cruise and his whole team. they caught what the military should be, and that's why it's so popular. People just knew it, and I don't know how you felt about it, but I'm betting you felt pretty similar to how I did.
I did. Yeah, exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the Army Colonel Kurt Schlichter and author of We'll Be Back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Kurt Schlichter continues. The Army Colonel and author of the book, We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. I especially appreciate, Colonel, your optimism. I mean, and we can look at the history of America It is a great and rich history, 246 years of everyday men and women, just like you were citing in the movie Maverick. I mean, it's just, here is the professional military men and women, when given the opportunity to rise to their level of human excellence, and especially in the name of this great American idea and the red, white, and blue. Time and again, that has been our legacy, has it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if I'm ever tempted to get depressed, if I'm ever tempted to be pessimistic, I think back to the young soldiers I had the honor of working with. And, you know, whether it was overseas, because I served in Desert Storm, and I served in Kosovo after 9/11, or at home, I served in the L.A. riot, the Los Angeles earthquake. I commanded a reinforced battalion in northern San Diego during the 2007 fires. These young Americans are just so impressive, and they don't come in for the big money. Okay, they don't come in because it's always fun, because it's not always fun. They come in because they want to serve their country, and they want to prove themselves that they can cut it, that they can be part of this amazing team. The greatest engine of human freedom in human history has been the United States military, and that is not an exaggeration. And that's why, you know, you look at the recruiting rates today, and of course the brass, who haven't won a war in 30 years, at least a decisive major one, you know, so, well, you know, too, they're too fat, or they're too lazy, or, you know, they've got all these other problems. So you know why the people who aren't going in, the legacies like me, I'm a third generation officer, although my the service of my family goes back well before the Civil War. Or a lot of suburban, a lot of rural Americans, although many urban Americans step up and serve. It's because the military is not the military that they want. When you get in and you have some general saying, "Oh, our biggest problem is the weather and whatever the hell white narrative." No. Our major enemies, China and Russia and Iran and North Korea. Okay, it's not climate change. It's not your woke baloney. It's, you know, the enemies of the United States. And they don't want to sign up to essentially, you know, an organization that tells many of them, we hate you and we think you're the problem. We don't want to join a organization that is more concerned with pronouns than victory. And the facts lay it out. We have not had a unequivocal victory, major victory, since I was in the Gulf in 1991. Not that I had anything to do with it. I was so far in the rear echelon guys were in front of me. But as a country,
yes,
we have a military leadership that is not focused on war fighting. It's focused on wokeness. Now, of course, you're a military guy. You understand. Soldiers do what the commander checks. Commander checks combat readiness. You have a combat-ready organization. Commander checks wokeness, you have a woke organization.
Exactly.
And yeah, president, the next Republican president, needs to take a personal interest, devote his most important resource, time. Remember, as a commander, I can get you any equipment, I can get you beans, bullets, bodies, whatever you need, can't get you more time.
Yeah.
For a president, devoting an hour a day, calling in the generals, and you know how it goes. Generals, this is an orders brief, not a decision brief. I'm not asking for your opinion. Here's what you're going to do. Wokeness is done. It's out of the Army. It's gone. I want every reading list cleared. I want every curriculum scrubbed. We're not having anybody's months. We're not having any drag queen story hours. That nonsense ends. I want to see you here at 9 a.m. 0900 Friday. Each of you is going to brief me that you have completed the mission I've just given you. If you don't, I'm relieving you.
Exactly.
I'm your deputy.
You know, Colonel, it's amazing to think, you know, when you go back on this timeline, speaking of time, you know, what happened in Vietnam and then, you know, and then having, you know, some sense of victory with the Gulf, as you mentioned that. And then here in such a short period of time, we have lost sight and gotten our eye off the ball. We're not talking about military preparedness. We're more concerned about our Naval Academy being in front of a pronoun training video. And, you know, and like you said, you know, you've got experienced military men and women who are heading for the exits because,
They're hitting their 20 and walking, keeping their heads down. But what they really want is leadership. The next president, the first thing he does after he fires Chris Wray at the FBI is he fires everyone in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he explains why. These guys have presided over the failure of the United States military to perform its job. The people who I'm putting in next, we've got acting guys now, but I'm going to go and I'm going to look down the ranks. I'm going to look not to 4 stars, not even 3 stars. I'm going to look at 2 stars. And I'm going to promote people who are going to follow my war fighting intent.
Amen.
If you are not a war fighter, you are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and if I was president, I would look the generals in the eye and go, I want one of you to screw up because I want to put a head on a pike out in front of the Pentagon to make people know I'm serious. Don't be that guy. Be the guy who accepts the new regime and the new focus on combat readiness. Because if I even sense hesitation, I will relieve you. You don't get to resign. You don't get to quit. You get to be relieved for my failure to keep my confidence as a leader.
Colonel, get it. Exactly. Colonel,
you come in as a leader. Yeah, we both saw it. A good leader comes in. He establishes a standard right away. And then he doesn't. Then, if he does it right, he usually doesn't. You know, he's not running around shouting and giving orders. People know what's needed. They're on the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Be weak. Don't be equivocal. Here's what I want. Here's what you're going to do, or else.
Colonel, the State of the Union of the military right now is something that President Xi, the Ayatollah, you know, the Saudis, they all see clearly America's vulnerability. And our superpower status that seems to be slipping through our fingers right now. If we do not get control of the levers here, I believe there's lots of threats, you know, existentially, you know, as far as outside of our boundary, but even inside that, you know, the people are starting to come together. What we saw on January the 6th, for example, is a little portend of people's frustration saying, hell no, this is not the America that we believe in. I mean, are we on the brink of something even more so and more dramatic? I mean, even a potential civil war here?
Well, I talk about that in the book in great detail, and I analyze it on the military side, see what it would look like. But I think the most important part is when I talk about how you get to that point. And the fact is, that is so far down the road. We still have an election system that is imperfect. And I know I went and acted as a lawyer after the election. So I know about the fraud and the problems.
We got about a minute and a half left, Colonel. Just heads up. Go ahead.
Okay, but we still have the ability to win elections. We're going to do that in November. We still have courts that we can appeal to. Imperfect again. I'm a lawyer. I'm not no fool in there. But look, we are so far. Here's how we win. We use the Constitution.
Yes.
We convince our fellow Americans that our path is a correct one, and then we win. And we're seeing winning on. We saw winning with Glenn Youngkin. We see people going to school boards and demanding to be heard. We see Latinx Americans coming over and joining the conservative Republican Party, including my family, which is an immigrant family from Cuba. And that is, you know, faith, family, flag folks have found a place in the Republican Party. We build a coalition on that. We will be unbeatable. We will bring America back.
Colonel, you got to come back. I mean, we have to have a deeper conversation. A half hour is just not enough time. Kurt Schlichter is a senior columnist for townhall.com, also a Los Angeles trial lawyer, admitted in California, Texas, and Washington, D.C., a retired Army infantry colonel. And again, Colonel, I appreciate your perspective, and we need to hear more from you, so I look forward to having you back. His new book will be back, The Fall and Rise of America, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Kurt Schlichter, thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back, sir.
Hey, it was great. Thank you very much.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan as a part of her tour of Asia. Republican lawmakers point out this is a free trip on the American taxpayer's dime, as there is no diplomatic deals or arrangements scheduled. Taiwanese officials added she is expected to stay in Taiwan overnight after landing in Taipei sometime Tuesday. The White House announced Monday that a U.S. missile launched from a drone in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari, a founding member of the jihadist movement and one of the key strategists behind the September 11th attacks.
And since the United States delivered justice in bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to join up with my good friend Jeff Carrere, his show. We're going to go live together. Of course, he is the Raging Cajun from Louisiana, and so we'll join up here in just a few minutes. But before we do, just a real quick update. It's estimated, according to Epoch Times, something like 300,000 plus are tracking the U.S. military plane ahead of reported Pelosi Taiwan visit. I mean, the eyes are all on, you know, this plane, this visit, whether or not Nancy Pelosi will land in Taiwan. Meanwhile, the bluster from President Xi and the CCP continues, threats abounding, and hopefully not. Hopefully that this will not trigger something, because meanwhile, you've got, you know, the USS Ronald Reagan in the South China Sea. You've got, you know, China posturing as well. I mean, you know, this is when mistakes can happen. And, you know, and so we just pray that all is safe and well there, and that, you know, the House leader is able to accomplish her mission there in Taiwan. But of course, it is not without controversy. And, even so, as you would expect, the president is not real happy about this either, because of, the situation, and how this is riling things up. And you can hear my good friend Jeff Carrere in the background right now as we join up. Hey, Jeff, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Bill, good morning. Hear you great.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you joining our network as we join yours. This is always good fun. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate your latest commentary on Joe Manchin. Why should we be surprised?
Joe Manchin has been a phony conservative Democrat now for his entire career. I did some research. His lifetime voting record from the American Conservative Union is 27.4%. Even Common Core math will tell you that's a liberal. He's no
right.
He's no conservative.
Yes.
You know, once again, he's showed his true colors here with his deal with Chuck Schumer. And they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. What a joke. Bill.
Well, for those that thought he was our Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's our Obi-Wan no Kenobi. So that's what happens when you fall into, putting your hope in politicians, because politicians are who they are. And, of course, what we're hearing is that there's a little quid pro action. You knew there was something, you know, some bargain chip that twisted the mind and the vote of one Joe Manchin. And, of course, we're hearing about now that the Mountain Valley Pipeline is going to be completed. Thank you very much, Joe Biden, Leader Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that are now going to, quote unquote, quote, allow said completion.
Yes, and we shall see if that happens or not. Supposedly that was the deal. And then, of course, we know that Joe Manchin's wife has a job with the administration. And we know that, Joe Manchin is trying to curry favor with a lot of the people that have been very critical of him since he didn't go along with Build Back Better. So I knew we would cave eventually, Bill, but the worst time to be raising taxes and growing government is when we're in a recession, when inflation is over 9%. I mean, this is going to do nothing but hurt the economy. As Toomey says, it's going to slow down the economy and hurt manufacturing and domestic investment.
Well, the problem is the Democrats, you know, they're just their policy and from whence they launch these policies. Their worldview is so compromised, Jeff. I mean, look back historically. Where have they built? Where, you know, building back better? I mean, what a joke. That's like the fundamental transformation of America. It's all that same language that leads us down a road to nowhere and a lesser America.
I know, and it's Orwellian. I mean, the language that they use is crazy. I mean, of course, the Inflation Reduction Act is going to increase inflation. They're calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, we don't have a recession, even though we've used this definition of two negative quarters in a row as being a recession for decades. They're trying to redefine everything. We're not stupid. I think the American people understand what they're trying to do, and, you know, we've got a chance in a few months to really show it to them when these midterms happen.
Well, Jeff, but this is the insult, you see, and we've done this to ourselves because we've isolated ourselves. We've gotten into our own silos. You know, the left's not talking to the right, right's not talking to the left, and we're so ideologically fixed, like Jordan Peterson said, that you render yourself stupid. We are not exchanging ideas with the other side, no matter what it takes, and we're allowing the government. You know, they're taking full advantage of this. The elites are running the show when that is the last group of people that we need running the show. I mean, let's figure it this way. And I love what John Tamney had to say. I thought this was brilliant insight. Let's compare the brains of 500, the cumulative brain power of 548 elected officials, plus or minus, right? Okay, against 330 million Americans. Who do you think wins that test? So, this is why our founding fathers said quite clearly that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. It can't be the elites. The elites get us into this mess.
Right.
They talk around, they make up words and lead you to think that somehow they have control of the matter when it's clear they don't. And, go ahead.
They're making problems worse. And,
yes, exactly.
One of the problems is that they stay up there forever and they don't leave and they accumulate all this power. Decade upon decade, and it's not just the members of Congress, it's these bureaucrats like Fauci,
especially
that are
up
there for decades. Mm-hmm. All of these people need term limits, in my opinion, Bill. We need to get reinforcements up there from the American people, from the common sense middle class, from people that are struggling and dealing with the effects of what they're passing. See, these members of Congress and these elites, they don't deal with the negative ramifications of what they pass and what is going on. They've got their nice cush jobs. Mm-hmm. They're being chauffeured around. They don't have to deal with the pain that they're causing.
Exactly. Well, you know, just like they carved out special exemptions for them with Obamacare, right? You know, everything is a special exemption and a carve out for these elites. But, you know, going back to your earlier point, Jeff, that is so important that we the people need to understand here is the infrastructure for the deep state has been so set for decades. This is why Donald Trump, you know, was like putting his head in the fan trying to deal with some of this insanity. Right. I mean, we need to really be serious about, like you said, whether it's term limits, but I mean, there needs to be a total house clearing. I mean, look at what Grassley put out, that letter to the FBI and Christopher Wray, how they're slow walking the Hunter Biden laptop deal. I mean, this is unconscionable. I mean, they are covering this thing up to no end and hoping upon hope that the Democrats are able to retain power so that they can make this thing, you know, go off into the off in the sunset somewhere. And then Joe Biden, the big guy, and the Biden family incorporated along with John Kerry. And I believe it even goes up. And you and I talked about this before. This all happened under Barack Obama's watch. He was the president. You're going to tell me that his beak didn't get wet along the process? I mean, you got John Kerry up to his eyeballs with this. You got his own vice president. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget Hillary Clinton. They're all dealing from the top of the, you know, the bottom and the top of the deck to their advantage at our expense.
They're benefiting, and they're also not getting prosecuted. They're getting away with what I believe are crimes. And one of the problems, and Chuck Grassley and others have pointed this out, is that you've got the same bunch of people in the Department of Justice that were there back during the Lois Lerner days.
Exactly.
Back when they were going against the Tea Party and discriminating against the Tea Party. Some of these same people are still there. Showing their bias and covering up for Hunter Biden. I mean, this just cannot stand. Bill, when we get Donald Trump back in there or whoever, they've got a clean house in the Department of Justice. That, I think, is job number one. We need to have justice again in our country. It can't be this double standard. That is un-American. That's unacceptable for this to continue.
Well, to your point, Jeff, unfortunately, it's going to need more than a scalpel. I mean, you're going to have to blow the whole darn thing up, really, because it is so deep and has been so established for so many decades. The legacy of our corrupt three-letter agencies is deep. It is broad. It is it's infamous. And we've got to do something serious about it, whether it's Donald Trump, you say, or whoever comes in as president of the United States. And, you know, these people that are supposed to serve we the people, they should have a good shot at it. We got about 15 seconds left, Jeff. And I want to thank you as always. I appreciate your audience. Appreciate your heart, buddy. Keep up the great fight as we're joined together at the hip to save this country, buddy. You know,
that's it, Bill. And I appreciate you and all that you're doing, my friend. Thank you, sir.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month.
trust us. Any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there, including the host and even what you might call the plethora of interviews that we do for you. I mean, this is no doubt a radio show that's committed to bringing on experts, people who are extremely knowledgeable about their various topics. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years worth of experience to be able to share that with you to advance your knowledge and understanding of what's going on. Because, look, if we are going to recapture, and I mean this in every sense of the word, because we've lost grip of this Democratic Republic, it is going to require a knowledgeable, well-informed, constituency. You know, we have been dumbed down to such a degree that the elites are able to get away with what they're able to get away with. You know, whether it's insider trading, being elite captured, selling all our assets, giving away our assets to the Chinese and other outside interests. And meanwhile, while all this is going down, our southern border is wide open. Our kids are being killed at the hands of, drug runners, the cartel, I think last year, or maybe right now they're projecting some kind of windfall profit of something like $13 billion. Thank you very much, the Joe Biden administration. But don't forget what James Madison said to this point. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. And a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives. Now, think about that, okay? You cannot, tune in to 8-second sound bites and these prejudicial interests, media types that are out there, just feeding you with narrative. and not giving you the whole truth and nothing but, because then we fall victim. Jason Yates joins us now. It's good to have him back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to Jason. He's the CEO of My Faith Votes, and we're going to talk about what he calls the immorality of the Inflation Reduction Act. Jason, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, this is great to be on your show again. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's address this. I mean, people, you know, on the surface, of course, this is, and we've been talking about this all day, is the Democrats are wordsmiths. They know how to put things in a certain way that is a little bit of a sleight of hand. They put it in such a word salad that it seems palpable until you eat it and realize that it's loaded with poison, right?
You're so right. And so they've called this the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. And as you probably already know, this is not going to reduce inflation. What this really is going to do is throw a little fuel on it and send us careening into a recession. Anytime. And what this bill is doing is raising taxes. And we know if you are raising taxes during an inflation period, it is likely to drive you further into a recession.
Yeah, and whether you want to say it's a technical recession or whatever, you know, make pretend word that the administration wants to describe this at, I mean, people have known, you know, for the past month that we've been in a recession. I mean, because they're out there. I mean, just because they declare it so, it isn't a real-time evaluation of our economy. The real-time evaluation happens when everyday citizens go out to the gas pump. So they go to the grocery store and they find out what the prices of things are being, supply chain interruptions, all these things that are happening in real time and that are very painful for the American people. You know, we don't need all these, highly degreed analysts that supposedly know so much about the economy, including Janet Yellen, who has even admitted that she got it wrong. Right, Jason?
Well, yeah, I mean, to your point, you can... you can call it whatever you want, and you can say it's a recession or not a recession. We can be technical about that, and it seems the administration is trying to do that at this point. But as you are saying, you can just look at what's happening to real people right now. And I'll tell you what, I worked in corporate America for 25 years. I know what happens when you raise taxes on corporations and firms. Yes, they go to the drawing board. They look at how am I going to reduce expenses. The number one thing they look at because of rising taxes is how can I cut jobs?
Right.
Because that's a big part of your expense items. So people will lose their jobs because of this. Secondly, they look at the higher cost of taxes and they pass it on. So we will have higher prices and lost jobs. That's what this bill is going to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Address specifically the immorality of this act. I mean, people hear, well, how is this immoral? You know, and I think that, on its basis, just on the face of this, whenever the government steals from its people, that in itself is immoral. And in a sense, the Inflation Reduction Act is thievery by the government, is it not?
Well, it is thievery. You want to talk about why is it immoral? I think it's immoral for that fact. It's immoral because of the impact, the negative impact, on its citizens, because they know this. This isn't something that is, unlikely. Here's what the bill contains, right? It contains $80 million for the IRS. More money for the IRS than for some of the green technology that they are so concerned about building up. So this is about moving forward an agenda within the government and deceiving the American people to believe it's a good thing that's going to help them in their pocketbook. If not, it's deceiving, and it doesn't show care and compassion for the everyday citizen.
Exactly. Well, this is going to pulverize the lower and middle classes. It's already doing that already, and it exacerbates the problem. The other thing to consider here, Jason, we've been talking about this, is when you break down we the people in terms of who are the producers, okay, the people that are out there making something, and they are, in effect, doing, you know, they're building up and trying to offset the problems and these policies that the Democrats and Joe Biden have tripped them up with, that only represents about a third of the people, right? And you've got a third of the people that are in government that do nothing. I mean, all they do is take our money and you know, get us further into debt, $30 trillion and counting. And those are all these bureaucrats. And then you got 30% of the people who, a combination, are retired. Yes, you got homeless people. You've got people that just, you know, they just don't want to participate. You know, that's just the nature of the big spectrum of things. So the bottom line is you've got a third of the people carrying the water for two-thirds of the rest of the country. And, hey, thank you very much for helping us out here. And while you're doing all that, we're going to make it more difficult on those that are producing for the country, instead of giving them a hand and giving them an incentive and support to be more productive, we're going to get in the way to exacerbate the problem. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And what you're pointing out is that we, the people, need to be involved.
Yes.
We, the people, can't sit on the sidelines. There's destructive things that are happening. You know, there's a verse in the book of Proverbs. It's verse 18:9, chapter 18, verse 9, and it says, "The lazy person is just as bad as the one who destroys things." Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, we're seeing a lot of destructive policies, but at the same time, we're seeing a lot of people sitting on the sidelines just watching it happen. The people that aren't involved and playing a role and
right,
making their voices heard. You know, we need to get involved and not be part of the problem.
Well, Jason, we've got to see this quite clearly. You know, whether you're talking Barack Obama, Joe Biden, even Bill Clinton, I mean, they all come from this, from the heart of the Democratic Party that promotes this laziness. They want to hand things out and make people beholden to them, as opposed to them being responsible. You know, I've maintained that here with all the open borders, I mean, you've got a lot of resources coming across the border that you're not even accounting for. All you're going to do is throw money at these people. Why would you just evaporate? I mean, if you're going to leave the gate open like this and let all these people come in with mixed bags and all kinds of threats and everything, but that aside, they're human beings that are coming in that have gifts and talents, and you're not even going to secure that. You're not even going to take advantage and see, okay, what kind of asset is coming across, you know, the border here. I mean, the cartels have reduced, you know, the perception and the utilization of that manpower by, in a sense, employing, you know, a bounty on them to the degree, as I mentioned right before you came on. I think right now, I think their current rate is something like their yield on that is around $13 billion, you know. And this is all brought to you by Democratic policies and Joe Biden. And understand that at the very source of all this are the Democratic ideologues that are doing this to the people. And we're promoting a class, I mean, at a time when we need to promote more people who are making and doing and producing and expanding our GDP, we're expanding the people that do nothing. It's crazy.
That's right. Yeah, you nailed it.
Well, the thing is that the American people, Jason, I know that you've been, you know, sounding the alarm on this, you know, for a long time as well. And we're honored to champion the cause with you on behalf of the American people.
Bill, it's an incredibly important year for elections, for people to get people in office who will represent them well. MyFaithVotes.org, we have a great website for people to get fully informed and to vote wisely.
Jason Yates, he's the CEO of My Faith Votes. Thank you, Jason. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to...